now.
11-L-R-N-I.
Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show.
Here comes L.F. Penguin.
A glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if May West you like, unrest you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the sense and smart is intruding and nudist thought is in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When can hoard enough money to let Matt Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, want that several chateau. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilt's and Whitney's lack baby clothes, Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna, send indiction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bit from Simmons, cause Franklin knows anything goes.
Hello there, who? Hello there. Hello there. Where's the cam? Oh, there it is. All right, well, hello. My name is Ella Midwood, and you're listening to the Midwood Files. I just found out something about OBS. Hang on. I can move those. So where'd it go now? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I lost it. I'm going to have add. Hang on. No, I lost it. All right, I'm going to have the producer come back in here at some point in time and put that back. I am going to need it tonight. Oh, man. Hey, producer. I'm not having a good time. If we could enter the name of the scene, and I think it would be... forget it. I'm just going to not having a good time. This the last week has not been good for the most part. Cam, let's see. I'm at a total loss. Let's see. L-F-M-C-A-M. I'll call it that. Okay, and I go, okay. Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. Okay. I got it. It's figured out. Thank you. I need to remove this, and then that'll still be there. Yes. Okay. I got it all straightened out. I was off last Saturday. I wasn't feeling well. I was supposed to go to my Uncle George's for Easter. I had been over there on Friday, Good Friday, which was his birthday, his 94th birthday. We Jerry and I went over there with some cake, and we had some cake and some coffee, and it was nice. Brought him a balloon and, you know, card home 9 yards. And so I came home Friday, and I wasn't feeling what I would call great, so I lay down. And I started to feel somewhat better, but still not great. As of Saturday afternoon or Saturday early evening, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to take Saturday off for Easter because, one, it's Easter. And two, I had to get up early in the morning because I was supposed to go back to Uncle George's for Easter. And whenever we go over there, as most of you may know who pay attention, I get up at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, which is like super early for me. It's like super early. So Saturday rolled, like I said, Saturday evening into earlier evening rolled. And I said, you know, I'm not going to go on. This way I can go to sleep early and I can get up early. And I can go over there for Easter and then come back and nap or whatever it is that I'm going to do on Sunday. I woke up on Sunday morning around, I guess it was 9:30 or so. And I really wasn't feeling well. I had a pretty bad head cold. And it didn't make sense to go over to see the 94-year-old guy when I had a head cold. So I told my aunt I wasn't going to go with her, and she was like, okay, fine, no problem. So I went back to sleep. Gina stayed up for a little bit, and I went back to sleep. Shortly after closing my eyes to go back to sleep, Gina knocks on the door, and she says, I've got some bad news. And I go, what's going on? And she goes, I just read on the internet that Paul Dembski had passed away. And it knocked the wind out of me. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. It knocked the wind out of me for a good 8 hours. I talked to Gina about it for a couple of minutes. I posted something on a thread that had been started on Facebook in regards to condolences to Paul's family, particularly Jeannie, his lovely wife. And I just kind of stared at the ceiling for a couple of few hours, and I think I finally fell back asleep. And then the cold took over, and I was just in a state of pretty much not feeling well all the way around. So I opted to open with Anything Goes, Cole Porter, which was what Paul used for his podcast opening. He did a wee bit of podcasting now and again. And I'm going to try and get some links up to it. There's already links. If you look up on my favorites on my site, I think you'll find, if you go through there, you'll find Paul Dembski's podcast. And I think that's just one of the places. I think that's just TalkShoe. I don't think that covers the stuff on Spreaker. I'm going to see if I can get the stuff up on Spreaker there, too. Two links to it so you can have an idea of what Paul did. I always found Paul amusing in regards to his podcasting and to his storytelling, and just talking about life in general. I found it somewhat inspiring at times, as a matter of fact. Now, I didn't know Paul until after that New Year's show. It was apparently he was a listener of John for a while, so he knew that I was associated with John. And then John announced that I had come back, and Paul had started to check out the show just because John had announced that I had come back. And then that apexed right into the, because I think I came back in October or, October 31st, November. And then the New Year show, I didn't bring the text of the email here with me. So I don't have it per se in front of me, but the general gist of it is that he had emailed explaining who he was and telling me that he had listened to the New Year show twice all the way through. And he found it immensely amusing. So that was my introduction, and I emailed him back, and we wound up talking on the phone more than a few times. Generally, when we would talk on the phone, it would be long calls. You know how I am with long calls. So we didn't speak often, but we spoke we spoke from time to time for shorter periods of time, and we did email back and forth more than a few times in the last 4 years. I would say I consider him to be a friend. It was really funny when I was talking to him on the phone. When I first started talking to him on the phone, I said, "You know, I'm really not into making any more friends. I've got all the friends that I can take care of at this moment. You know, I have all the emotional currency that I have to spend at this point in time. And he thought that was funny. And of course, we wound up becoming pretty good friends. And I became friends with his wife as well, Jeannie. And I spoke to them separately, not together, but separately on separate occasions during separate phone calls, which actually, I guess, made things a lot simpler, or, you know, less confusing per se. Paul's going to be greatly missed from amongst the NIMBusters. He's the coolest NIMBuster I ever met. Sorry, news guy. Got to give it to Paul. I was a little surprised with the outpouring of support and condolences to Paul and his family. I mean, everybody liked this guy. I mean, he was just really one of those guys. He's just a really, really, really good guy. So that's why he was on the Goodyear list, not for nothing. So I don't know if there were, I didn't hear of anything as far as services or anything of that nature. I've been following things kind of on and off. Stunned. Really, really can't think of anything else. My understanding from following a couple of the threads is that he passed away of a heart attack on Saturday night, late into Saturday evening. He and Jeannie had gone to sleep, and apparently he never woke up. So that's the circumstance of the death, as far as I understand, which again may be a minimal understanding. So it's, you know, I can't, you know, it's, I think the only other person I referenced more than Paul during the course of my show would probably be Pinball Wizard. Those are like the two guys, and I mentioned them more than I mentioned John or Dave, and I'm on supposedly on the network with those other two guys. You know, so that should give you some sort of indication as to, you know, the fondness that I had for Paul. So I thought, like I said, I thought I'd open with Anything Goes, which he used, what's the name of his podcast and what he used for the theme. I think he used Sinatra's version a couple of times, but I think he also used the Cole Porter, and I like the Cole Porter. If you're going to do something, you might as well go for the original if you can. So that's what I did. I'm not going to do anything too fantastical tonight. I ate like 3/4 of a pizza, and I wasn't going to come on. Yeah, I've been eating, you know, to just to deal with my sadness. I've been eating. So I don't know if many of you remember, but this April was April 8th is my birthday. So we kind of had my birthday happen in the midst of all this, and it was relatively quiet. We got some Chinese food, right? Of course, very Jewish thing to do, very New York Jewish thing to do. I think I'd mentioned I'd ordered a laptop, so I knew, you know, it was a pretty good haul this year, you know, with the exception of a good friend of mine dying. Aside from the shooting, how was the plane, Mrs. Lincoln, kind of deal? I had gotten the laptop before then, and I think I'd gotten a tablet before then, and I got like a TV table, short TV table, to be able to use the laptop in bed without having it roast my cojones. It's an i7. It's very warm. It's a very warm laptop, as a matter of fact. I could only get it to do an hour and a half on the battery. What's that tell you? It's got to be plugged into the wall. It's what they call a gaming laptop. So it's an i7. I think it's the 7.62. I'm not 100% sure. And 32 gig of memory and a terabyte SCD drive. It's a nice little box, but I'll be plugging it in most of the time that I'll be using it, which is fine because I really don't go anywhere. I mean, other than bed, and to pull the whole computer over the bed is just not something that's likely to happen. So it's good that I can kind of move around the house with the laptop and be somewhat portable. We're having a call tomorrow with our kinfolk there in Texas, so we're going to have some sort of idea of when we're exactly leaving. Gene and I are going to put forth the notion of sometime between the 1st and the 15th of June. So there'll be a point in time where I have to kind of take this place apart take the studio apart, and I won't be live for a couple few weeks. But I'm giving enough of an announcement where it shouldn't be like a sudden jarring thing. Let's see. Oh, and I remember I said I bought a NUC, that little Intel computer that I was going to use as the studio computer in here because I didn't want to share a computer with her anymore. We got tired of sharing a computer with each other. Well, it occurred to me because then I have to rewire things in a different way, and it just turns into like a thing. Turned into a thing. So it occurred to me sometime shortly thereafter that I could just set up a different user account and log in under a different user account on this machine, on her machine, and just have the desktop set up real, you know, sparsely with just what we need to broadcast and stream and whatnot, you know, whether it be video, audio, whatever. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to wind up using that NUC for my scanners because I have a boatload of scanner radios in the bedroom that'll take computer control. So rather than run it off of my desktop, I'm going to run it off of that little, and it'll fit right on. I have this little case that four radios fit into. It's kind of like a little mini baby rack. I should take pictures of this stuff someday. And the NUC will fit right on top of it. And I'll use it as like a headless server type deal where I'll just log in through the whatever computer happens to be handy across the network. So that's kind of cool. So I got one of those. And as an utter and total surprise, Gina wound up buying me a Rohr 14-inch beaker, 9mm, 50 by 9mm by 14 high beaker from Rohr USA, which supposedly, for those marijuana aficionados amongst you, is built to the same spec as the Rohr German pipes. The ones by Martin Gensens? I forget his name. Gensen, something or another. Not Hitler. No. I think what they did is they licensed I think there's a company, I know for a fact there's a glass blowing company in California called Dementia. And I think that they got the exclusive manufacturing and distribution of Rohr USA. So it's built to the same spec, using the same materials, the German shot glass, and supposedly, and I've read this in a couple of few places, is that the American glass blowers who are making the pipes supposedly went and spent some time in Germany learning techniques from the Rohr DE people, because the company was founded in 95 in Germany. And I've looked around, and I haven't really seen anywhere in the States where you can get the German pipes. Everything seems to be Rohr USA. So by all accounts, there isn't any difference. So I don't really know. I've never had a pipe that high end. I've gone up a couple $100 on a pipe, but not twice that or almost three times that. So I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Would it have been nice to get an authentic German Rohr pipe? Yeah, but I'm not even sure that German. I don't think they're shipping. I don't think they ship here because of all the crazy laws that you can ask Cheech and Chong about. So I don't think it was ever in the cards to be able to get a genuine Rohr. A genuine German Rohr. And Rohr means it means pipe in German. So, and it's nice, and it's 9mm. It's not here yet. They took the money, thank Jesus. Because apparently there's like a waiting list everywhere else. I ordered it directly from the site, or I should say we ordered it directly from the site. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll get some good weed before I leave, and I'll give it a test run. I know my friends in New York have gone recreational, which is it figures. Yeah, I know. I leave, and look what happens. I always miss the good stuff. I don't know what it is, but I always miss the good stuff. So anyway, so the recreational in New York, and I was. You know, the Gina and I, we don't, we don't really know. We were trying to feel out what the kinfolk's attitude was on marijuana. You know what I mean? So Georgina, what she emailed and she was asking about the Rikon medical, you know, medical in Texas. And the response was, well, medical's getting better here, and it's supposed to be improving. And then a few days later, we received an article that they had sent us on exactly what they were talking about. So I have to assume that there's at least tacit approval of tacit approval of marijuana smoking for medical reasons. Which, you know, for my back and, again, for my bipolar, because it does help with the bipolar. I say all the time, you could, you know, take like three-quarters of the meds that are you're giving me in pill form. Just keep them, because that's like thousands and thousands of dollars of meds a week, or excuse me, a month. And just give me a couple ounces of weed a month. Good weed a month. And that's it. And we'll call it even. That's where I'm at. That's my overall attitude. But, you know. These things take time. Hang on for a sec. I got the Red Bull. I was also drinking Coke. I've been drinking a lot of Coke lately. So you know what it is when I get sick? You know, especially like a cold type sick. I'm like, oh, bring the Coca-Cola. And so I've been drinking it all week because I've been on and off nauseous, head cold kind of deal. But, I started to feel a little bit better today. I got up at like, I guess it was like 2 o'clock or so. And, I wanted to go over to the tattoo studio that's over near me. That's like, 4 or 5 blocks away. So, I printed out what I wanted to get. I'm all set with that. And, I went over and I was hoping to get some ink done today, but, the dude told me, like, he says, I got, like, 3 heads after this. He was working on someone, and he's going, I got 3 heads after this. So I'm like, all right, so just tell me when, and I'll come back, you know. Just give me a salad, and I'll be back. So he said, yeah, so Monday. So Monday, like, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Again, nothing too complicated. I picked out some sevens that I like, or a seven that I'll have done in triplicate. And I picked out the Black Rabbit of Indy from Watership Down that I want, which is basically just the rabbit with the body. Because a lot of times you just see his head, you know, with the pointy face and the pointy ears, and, well, I guess you would with a rabbit, eh? And the red eyes. But this is the whole thing is going to be in my forearm, outer forearm, on the right hand side. So when I get it done, I'll put up photos on I'll put it up on my Instagram, which is linked from my main site. And that's all that's really going on. There was nothing too fantastical. Like I said, it's been a really down week, you know, birthday notwithstanding. I am now officially 51. I've started my 50th, my second part of the century, I guess, yeah. And people live, I guess they live mediocrely long. I don't know. I don't really want to live that long. I'm looking at, like, you know, I'd be happy with another 20. I mean, like 75-ish, give or take. And I'll be perfectly content. I've said that time and time again, and I absolutely positively 100% mean it. But that's just me. That's mainly because I'm sick and I'm not having a good time. Were I to become less sick and were I to start having a better time, my whole attitude might change. It's entirely possible that my attitude would change. If there's anybody out there that I owe a phone call to, I will get around to returning calls. I've just been really bad. Like I said, this was not the week for me to be talking to people too much. I have to get a straw. It would have to be a really big straw, though. I'm drinking the ginormous Red Bulls, the ginormous ones. Largest Red Bulls on the market. And I've been imbibing them recreationally, I might add. You know, there's like seven left, maybe. Something like that. Six, maybe, even. Because I kept counting, and I'm like, oh, I'm only going to be here for this number of weeks. I'm only going to be in it. Because sometimes I take my meds, and I've actually tapered myself off of some of this stuff. I'm not taking the Ambien anymore, and I'm not taking the Clonidine anymore. And I'm taking less of the Gabapentin. And I'm not taking the Flexeril at all anymore. So that's quite a reduction in stuff that was knocking me on my ass because I have to kind of be in some sort of shape. It's been decided to actually move, you know, to actually physically pack boxes up and load them onto a trailer and then take them off the trailer and whatnot and go through all that. So I've tried to lessen the sedatives, which is basically everything I take almost everything I take is a sedative. I'm just kind of trying to get into shape for that. I think probably Tuesday we'll start to maybe go get some boxes and maybe get some paint. I got a little painting to do around here. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is going to be I got a couple of few air conditioners. I got, like, maybe two or three air conditioners I need to move from upstairs to downstairs so that they can be tossed out because they no longer work. The air conditioners are on here, by the way. There's one humming in the background, and there's one on in the bedroom. It was, like, 70 degrees today, you know, which means it's warmer in the room. So I got to get those air conditioners. I think if I could get those air conditioners taken care of and, you know, the painting done, I think the rest of it, it's not as bad. It's not as bad as I think it is. Probably the studio is the worst of it. And when I say the studio, I mean the actual audio rack, taking stuff apart. And putting it, you know, and packing it in either its original boxes or the boxes that it came in and making sure it's all padded and stuff. Because the electronics is always, you know, always you got to be careful with the electronics. Because they're expensive. And they also have a lot of sharp corners on them, these rack pieces. So I don't want to hurt anything. It's what it comes down to. And you know, with any luck, by the heat of the summer, we'll be in Texas, where it'll be really warm. But we still don't. We're not quite sure. It's difficult sometimes getting a straight answer as to what the enclosure is going to be. What the actual enclosure they plan on keeping us in. At this point, it looks like they're going to add on a bedroom suite, what's referred to as a bedroom suite, to their existing house. So it'll be a room, a bathroom, and then another room, or it'll be a really, really big room. Really big room. With a bathroom in it. Which is fine. You know, we're not. After living here for 11 years, well, believe me, we're not picky. We're not picky at all. So, but I am looking forward to getting out of here for a multitude of reasons. Politically, of course, no longer living in a blue state is going to be awesomely great. Excuse me, awesomely great. The place is decrepituting around our shoulders and our ears and shoulders, so it's going to be good to get out. And I want my cats to know what it is to have to live in fresh air at some point before they expire. And Spatchy's got at least a good 8 to 10 years left in him, although he'd tell you more. Who knows? Maybe once he gets some fresh air, you know, gets a little exercise, starts moving around a little bit more, you know, he's still him. You know, got the two of them. They hate each other. It's the funniest thing of it. It's the funniest. If it weren't me, if it were anybody else that I knew and they had two cats that felt the same way that my cats feel about each other, I would be like, oh, that's so funny. But when it is your two cats, you don't feel that. You feel kind of like, oh, my God. My God. And I got a haircut today. I feel so much better. I hadn't gotten a haircut, like, I guess, since right before or mid-February when I went down to New Jersey. It had been a couple months. You know, I get lazy. And then when it grows back all patchy. It looks like I look like a human being with mange, you know? So I got a haircut today, and I was really happy about that. And I actually shaved. I don't know if you can tell, but I shaved. I had a beard, and this is really nothing but stubble.
Nothing But Stubble.
That's going to be the name of my next podcast. Nothing But Stubble. And I'm just, that's it. That's really all that's going on, I think. On the R&I side of things, I think Dave's on tomorrow. I think it's Dave's 14th anniversary. I think it's all a matter of how you do the maths. This is actually pretty funny. I guess this is like maybe 3 weeks ago or something. I get woken up on like a Sunday, you know, and it's Dave. You know, he's texting me. And he goes, I'm going to be simulcasted on blah, blah, blah. And they gave me these credentials to use, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to let you know, blah, blah, blah. So that there's no technical problems. I don't get in any trouble. Nobody yelling at me. And I'm like, I really don't know what you're talking about. That's how I really feel with a lot of things these days. I really don't know what people are talking about. You know, I'm like, I'm just so kind of caught up in my own little world. I'm on my own toadstool. I don't have any, I don't have anything to do or say or anything in regards to anybody else's toadstool. But I think he's been having some issues getting things worked out with them technically. And I'm sure it's his fault, not theirs, if I had a guess. So I'm sure they'll get it worked out. I really don't want to get involved. And I'm sure if it kept me from getting upset and yelling and being like, you know, like upset me, and John would prefer I didn't get involved either, quite frankly. You know, I got to say, I think it was last Monday. I stopped sleeping. Well, you know, I think I slept like 18 hours. I slept like a lot. I just didn't want to get up. I was sad and sick, but I did manage to wake up, and I finally managed to track down the Godzilla versus Kong. Or was it Kong versus Godzilla? I'm not quite sure who got top billing. Maybe you have G, H, I guess Godzilla got top billing because of the G, you know. Now, I was a big fan of those movies and the ones from the 60s that they showed in the 70s on the Channel 7 4:30 movie. You know, the ones that were clipped out to like 90 minutes with commercials. You know, the ones I'm talking about. And I think I managed to watch the Godzilla one when it came out. And I did manage to see the Kong one. So I guess it was kind of a culmination of a sequel of those two movies. And I got to say, I liked it. I really did. I go to Gina, you want to watch this? She's like, no. You know, not just no, but no. You know, with extreme prejudice, like a no with extreme prejudice. And I was like, all right. So I watched it on my own, you know. And it was damn good. I enjoyed it. Mega Godzilla was in there. Yep. The Mega. Yeah, Mega. I think it's Mega. Yeah, Mega Godzilla was in there. You know, the mechanical human built one. And it was an okay cast. And Bobby Millie Brown. I think Bobby Millie Brown, the one from Stranger Things. She's getting kind of typecast in sci-fi stuff now, though, so that's not like the best thing in the world. Like, what was I watching? We started watching the, and I recommend this to any people who are into the Terminator movies. Fox ran the Sarah Connor Chronicles about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit less than 10 years ago. Real good stuff. Fox ran them. So I'm like two, maybe three seasons. I highly recommend it to anybody who, excellent casting and real good storytelling within the context of that canon, as they say. I'm sweaty, so I'm going to take these off. They're bothering me. I'll probably last another 10 minutes if I can do that. Like I said, I'm less than feeling great. Let me go see if I can get this to pop up. Hang on. So I can see what's going on. Yeah, okay, now I can see it. Excellent. So I don't feel horrible or nothing. I just don't feel well. Yeah, I know you're used to hearing that from me. I think that's going to change. Another thing that's going to change when we get out of here and we start having fresh air in here, you know, and sunlight and things of those nature, I think we'll start feeling better in general, in general. I think what I'll do when I get that pipe is I'll unpack it and I'll eyeball it, and then, like I said, I'll get some good weed from one of the dispensaries in Massachusetts, which has been a plan all along, and I'll do a review of the pipe live. I'll set up all my buttons so I really don't have to do anything, you know. Cause it would be dangerous, you know, if I actually had an engineer and such. Just like, push a button here, push a button there. I might not even play music. I just maybe talk all the way through because I just don't want to be bothered. Because it's like, oh, look, lights. I'll be looking at the lights on the board. I'll be mesmerized by the flashing lights and just probably be distracted and stare off into space. I still remember that that show that I did over there at John's with John and Hank Ace for that the Christmas show 2 or 3 years ago, where I got so stoned at the end of the show that I forgot what I was saying. I literally forgot, and they were waiting for me to say it. And Hank was like, "That's okay, don't worry about it." And I was like, "Durr." So, but yeah, you know, if they expand medical in Texas, I'll probably see if I can actually apply and get legitimate medical rather than black market. But the thing about the medical in Texas is it's going to be ridiculously low in THC quality. I think they're talking a maximum of 5%, which is 10 times more than it is now. They would have to raise it to 5%. So that's like basically Mexican dirt weed without the headache. Not that I know anything about that, but without the headache. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how all this shakes out. But at the end of the day, I have a real nice beaker bong, 14-inch beaker. Real nice. Now I got some nice Grav pieces by a company, you know, Grav Labs, used to be Grav Labs, now Grav. I got some nice water pipes from them. I got like a 12-inch beaker from them that's not too thick. And I think I got a straight inline pipe from them that's like 5 millimeters or something thick, 50, so the opening's 50. So it's a nice pipe, but it's not anywhere near, you know. Roar is considered to be one of the the premium names, the Cadillac type names in pipes. So I'm you know, it could be 3 weeks, which is like fine, you know, because what this says to me is that they're just not mass producing pieces, which is like really nice, because it's the idea of scientific glass, which is what they call this sort of stuff, as art. Because there's like artsy stuff that's got like, you know, all sorts of different colors and designs in it. And I've never really been into that. That's not really my thing. I'm definitely a scientific glass kind of guy when it comes to glass pipes. And so I appreciate getting something that is still scientific, but yet the craftsmanship brings it up to a level of art. So I look forward to playing with that. And that's about it. I don't think I have anything else. So I think I just might actually even hit the road. I can get on with the rest of my evening, maybe watch some more Sarah Connor Chronicles, because the producer's never seen them before. So watch those and just try and relax and stay cooled off here. Yeah, so hopefully Monday I'll get some new ink. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sort of anticipating, excited, anxious kind of deal. It's been a long time. It's been 18 years. It's been 18 years since I've gotten a tattoo, and I have 10. So the space between 10 to 11 to 12 to 12 and 13 are 18 years. So I don't want to wait that long anymore. I kind of want to, you know, get on like some sort of schedule where, you know, maybe every other year or every couple of years get a piece added. This is it for Rhode Island, but I'll get pieces done when I'm in Texas. I know more than a few people in Texas who apparently have some sort of ink at this point in time, so it's not like it's unheard of. It's come a long way, even in Texas. You know, and that's why, again, I have to say, you know, congratulations to my brethren in New York in regards to recreational marijuana being legalized. Because I'm probably moving to the place where it's going to happen last. The last place in the United States of America will most likely be Texas. And I'll be there with my roar pipe, waiting, just waiting for the good stuff to be legalized. Because I'm not going to put any crappy weed in that pipe. Got plenty of other pipes for that. Got more than my share. I've got more pipes than one man should actually be able to own. If they were taxed, I wouldn't own that many. I wouldn't. So that being said, let me go. I'm going to play my close. And I'll be back next week at midnight. Hopefully a little bit more energized. I think give me another week to like kind of pull myself together here. And I'll be able to return with my normal current events news, me being fantastically clever on a consistent basis. So again, I ask your forgiveness for the subpar performance. But I tell you, you know, I'll be honest with you. If I hadn't taken off last week, I wouldn't have taken off this week instead. You know what I mean? I would have swapped them. I think maybe if I had better understanding of what was going to be happening. But anyway, thanks for imbibing. Head over to lfmidwood.com, and there's all sorts of links up there. You'll find, if you look, I think, I'm trying to pull this down again because I'm a retard. Still, single-handedly trying to bring the term retard back into vogue. Anyway, I'm going to see if I can get those links up. If for some reason I can't, if you look over on the right-hand side under my favorites, you'll find Paul Dembski's podcast. That'll take you to the earlier talk show stuff. If for some reason I can't get the Spreaker stuff up there, I can't find the Spreaker stuff again, which I did a few days ago, but it's difficult to say how these things work when you're really basically a retard. That being said, so I'm going to try and get that stuff up there. So give Paul a listen to. Because I think his body of work deserves a perusal, and it certainly comes with my recommendation. That being said, lfmidwood.com, head over to 11LRNI. That takes you to John Lightning's site. Over there you'll find John's archives, Dave's archives, Big Steve Cole in memoriam, and my own archives. All the way over to the right, you'll find our good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. Thanks for running the show, Brad. Hope all is well. And in any case, we'll wind up checking you out next week. Let me see if I do this first. Let's see. Take it over to this. We'll go over to the thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll hit the close and see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.